Welcome to All Learning Reimagined, the podcast that defines convention and redefines the purpose and practice of education. Here we venture beyond institutional boundaries. Whether you're a parent, educator, or curious mind devoted to lifelong growth, this is your space to challenge assumptions and co-create a more humane and intuitive approach to education. Let's reimagine what education can be.
G'day and welcome to All Learning Reimagined. I'm your host, Teresa, bringing you a little ray of sunshine, as together we're reimagining the future of education, one inspired story at a time. And today's episode, we're going to explore one of the simplest, most universal, yet most powerful forces that we carry within us, and that is laughter. So if you think about it, laughter is a spoken language. Every culture, every child, every human being enjoys laughter, and it's joyful, and it certainly changes us. So we're going to do a dive into a little bit of the science of laughter, but we're definitely going to hear some stories and explore how a single chuckle can change the way that we live and learn. And I couldn't do this one alone today, so I thought, who are the three funniest people that I know? And I've invited them on. I smile and I laugh every time I talk to them. So I would like to welcome, I've got Johnny in Canada, Johnny boy, Kevin in Florida, and they're from the BBS show, A Q-Man Perspective, which explores divine masculine energy, but let's face it, they just laugh it up pretty much. Their show is hilarious. If you haven't heard of it, you need to get onto it in BBS. And then Bo from Idaho, who always makes me smile and laugh. And she and Vicky have a podcast, Down and Dirty, which is actually about organic gardening and sustainable living. So Down and Dirty, it's not very naughty, but I love their humor and their play in words. So welcome, guys. Hello,
hey. Teresa. Thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
Thanks for the invite.
Beautiful. Now, I know I can see you, but the audience can't see you, but they can certainly hear you. They can hear your harmonics. They can hear your frequency. And I hope that they're really going to enjoy the show today. So I'm going to start with a very serious question, and that is, why do we laugh? I'm going to ask you first, Bo. Why do we laugh?
This isn't a very scientific answer, but number one, it feels so good to laugh. For me, it raises my vibration. It can take me out of a melancholy mood into just so much light and love. Ha ha ha, Kevin.
Kevin's hugging himself, everybody, and kissing his own hair.
So it's a really short answer. It's kind of like the class clown when I was in school, and I've kind of been on a mission my whole adult life to make people smile at least and laugh at best. So I'll leave it at that and take it away.
All right, beautiful. Johnny boy, can you tell us we laugh? Why do you feel we laugh?
That was beautiful, Bo. And you make me smile a lot. All right. Well, I think, I know why we laugh is to purge negative. A lot of negative frequencies or energy built up in us. When we laugh, it relieves that immediately. Everyone feels so much better after they've laughed at just about anything. So that's good. And to share higher frequencies with our fellow light beings. And a good example of that is, it's very contagious too, by the way. You know, if someone smiles or laughs, smiling, laughing. And babies have great connection to this laughter and the sharing that frequency, that high frequency that makes us laugh. I mean, if anyone hears a baby laughing, they immediately start laughing or smile at the very least. Mm-hmm. There's that. And an indication of safety, of a good spirit also. When you see people laughing or someone laughing and carrying on, it feels good. You feel good for them. And you know that they're in a very good state of a high frequency. And I find also it's a natural reaction to a very nervous situation or a situation that might be stressful. And a lot of people start laughing at that particular time, even though it may not seem appropriate to laugh. It's a way that seems to be a natural mechanism to help us relieve things, just like a sneeze would be. So, yeah, I think that's my answer or answers to all of that. I hope that suffice, but that's how I feel about
Oh no, I totally agree. And that's why I specifically chose to have a child laughing at the beginning of my show. So my intro
it.
music, I had to have a child laughing because it is contagious. I totally agree
Wow.
with you, Johnny Boy. Like, oh, you can't not smile listening to that. If you do, if you can't, then clearly you're not even alive. So that's heart
Right.
space.
Kevin
All
has
right,
a
Kevin.
telegram called High Frequency Friends, if I may. Kevin has put out a little meme or a little short video of babies laughing. I think it was yesterday, Kevin. And anyway, the whole time you're laughing watching this. And I don't know, there's a dozen babies on there or something. It's just
It's an
awesome. I
energy
love
thing. It's
it.
beautiful.
Yeah. And I laughed, Johnny, because you took away all my talking points
Oh,
of
right.
why I laugh.
See, we are the human. We're
Check
connected. Our
box,
silver
check,
cords are
check,
connected, I'm
check,
sure.
check. That's all the ones I wanted to say too. And Johnny just says, I love to laugh. To me, it's a healthy thing to do. It makes my heart sing. I actually have a little quote that I say, laughter is music from the heart. And it's like when my heart wants to express itself, I laugh. And it can also express itself when I'm not feeling good and I cry. So it's an expression directly from the heart. And that's how heart can manifest itself out in the world through laughter or through crying, you know. But I love to laugh. And I, just like Johnny said, I love to make other people laugh because then I know that they're having a feel-good moment. And also, it's kind of like I'm being accepted, especially if I'm in a group or a crowd. If I make others laugh, then I feel like I am accepted within that group. Or individually, you know. So laughter is a way to connect with people and to maintain that connection. And it's a great stress reliever, of course. And also, I think research has shown that the more you laugh, it actually affects physiologically a lot of systems, and you can actually appear and be younger. It can rejuvenate you and make you feel a lot younger. So that's another reason why I like to laugh, because I'm trying to get back to 27 years old. And the more I laugh, the more I can get back there to 27.
Without a med bed, without a med bed,
That's
Kevin.
right. Without the med bed, I can do it. I can do
Laughter is the
it.
best
If I'm not
medicine.
mistaken, doesn't laughing release endorphins? Which,
Oh yeah, I believe
yes,
so.
yeah.
Yeah, I fart a
Yeah.
couple of times too. So you know, it makes you release a lot of things, you know.
All the happy hormones.
Oh dear.
Yeah, and I love how you're saying how that's the heartfelt. I totally agree with everything that all of you have shared. And in an education perspective, when I have my teacher's hat on, I know for a fact when the students are in that feeling good space, then their brain is more open to learning. They're not in fight, flight, or freeze, and so their frontal lobe is ready to learn. And feeling that connection. So, shared laughter and the social bonding, as you mentioned as well, is really important and key, that feeling of sense of belonging and not being in that threat state. So it's got a lot of cognitive benefits as well. And it also links to creativity. So our attention and our engagement really, it ha laughter actually helps reset our focus. So in a classroom, a well-timed joke or something like that can actually re-engage learners because it sends out that connection, which is really, really important. And the number one thing that, parents and educators really need to know is that it's really part of the glue. Emotion, energy in motion, laughter being part of that, is the glue to deep learning. So it enhances long-term memory formation. And that's because it releases d the dopamine and, all the happy hormones that your brain does, because it reduces anxiety, but it anchors in that learning within you, because of course we need to go within. So it's such a powerful tool, and it's free. You don't have to go and buy a gadget. You don't have to purchase an app. You don't need any equipment. You just need yourself and your heart space. And you don't need another person. You can just laugh with yourself. You can laugh with nature. You can, giggle away. So I'm going to ask a question that's personal now. And we'll go back to you, Bo. When was the last time that you actually laughed so hard that you just couldn't stop?
The week of, the entire week of August 25th this year, I flew to spend my granddaughter's 12th birthday with her. And she and I have this relationship where we could just look at each other and laugh, literally. And we will, she wants to, she's 12, but she still wants to spend the night with me and sleep with me. And I'm like, as long as you want to do that, I'm down. It's fine. So we'll lie in bed and look at YouTube shorts and laugh our butts off, and everybody in the house can hear us. It's like 12:30 at night, we're still laughing. And then also I do homeschool her, and in the beginning of the day, to set the mood, like you said, to set the mood, I share a bunch of videos with her, mostly from Kevin's Telegram channel, High Frequency Friends. I grab a lot of those and share those with her, and I really do know that the connection, and I had it with my older granddaughter too when she was younger, the connection is solidified with the laughter. However, I guess this last week, Vicky came and visited me, my cohort on our show, and we laughed our asses off. So, I mean, I too, just like Kevin said, I love to laugh, and I always have done. So yeah, that's it.
Yeah, beautiful. Johnny boy.
Well, I agree with Bo. Every morning I get up and get my coffee ready. Then I sit down and turn on Kevin's channel at High Frequency Friends. That's how I start my day. And it's always filled with laughter. It's filled with things that warm your heart too. It's really good. I look forward to it each day. He must do a lot of work because there's several, usually maybe a dozen or more of these postings. And they're always good. But so that also is part of my answer is, I don't know when the last date I could come up with, but it's because it's quite often I get to laugh hearty. But really, really hard when I was a kid with some of my brothers, we'd do things that would be so funny, you'd lose your breath laughing, And it was even really bad in class because if we shared the same class at school and they would do something that would make me laugh, and they knew how to do that. We all did with one another. And of course, then you're disrupting the class and you're getting thrown out, and that's even funnier. And you're out in the hallway, and now you're laughing even harder. So that got us in trouble a lot of times. But after that, I must say, I laugh at Kevin a huge amount. And on some other shows that we're involved with or some rooms that we're in, it's all of you guys. It always makes me laugh or at least makes me smile. I say the phrase, it makes my face hurt because I'm smiling the whole time we're meeting. So, which is, kind of the same thing. So that's my answer to that. Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. What about you, Kevin? When's the last time that you laughed so hard you just couldn't stop?
Well, that was like a couple of days ago. I do kind of do a little research on my iPhone, and I look at some of the TikTok videos, and I look at some of the YouTube short videos. And there's a on TikTok there is a woman who also likes to scan TikTok videos. And what she likes to do though is she finds videos and goes to the comment section of those videos and what people write down as comments. And she notices a lot of the comments, there's that spell checker, and sometimes that spell checker will throw in really, really strange words or quite naughty words, and not necessarily, and it just totally destroys the meaning of that text. And I have been reading some of those, and they were just absolutely hilarious, where I would just belt out laughing, and I had tears in my eyes sometimes. And that was because some of those texts were really, really funny, because it's not what people meant when they originally wrote that text, and that spell checker would totally mess it up. And so that, Teresa, was actually was my last time that I actually had a gut-wrenching laugh, and that was just a couple of days ago. And I like to go back to her every once in a while because they are hilarious. They're just, and I'm thinking maybe the listeners might have seen that lady on the TikTok and kind of can relate to what I'm saying. But that was the last time I
It makes you
ever.
wonder if the spell
Yeah.
check is alive and has a sense of humor. And it
Well, with
just
AI now,
sometimes it just does it
yeah.
just to piss you off, and you're just like,
Oh
oh
yeah.
my God, this is not what I, and then you're texting it. Oh, it's just,
I finally call it auto incorrect. Oh, I've got a few other choice words for it, that's for sure. I'm keeping it clean for your show, Teresa. Keeping it clean. Okay. All right. Well, us Aussies do like to swear, so that's cool. I know you do.
I
I
had
know you
a really
do.
think about this question because I was like, wow, I laugh all the time, but to laugh until I just cannot stop. I used to do it all the time as a child. My best friend and I, we would almost wet ourselves. We would be laughing so much and have tears coming out of our eyes, and you'd lose your breath. Whereas today, I don't. And I'm just thinking, what is wrong with me? Like, I really have to take stock of my life, because I know that you guys laugh all the time and I do giggle and I do chuckle, but to get to that stage, it's actually, a couple of years. One of my good friends who always has a go at me, she's always laughing at me at my expense because my cooking is, let's just say, I need a little bit of learning support when it comes to cooking food. And I had to poach an egg. And I was using someone's microwave because I don't use microwaves. And so I was like, oh, how hard can it be? I'll just put it in. And the whole thing exploded and it just
Yeah.
went everywhere. And when I rang her, of course, I've had so many disastrous cooking stories. It's just hilarious. It's an ongoing running joke, quite frankly. I need to probably close that data loop of that story in my life. But, and she just burst out laughing. Now, this friend has a laugh that sounds like it's booming, but it sounds like she's laying an egg. She has the most, oh my God, I love her. When she laughs, everyone in the universe laughs with her. Everyone turns around and looks at her because it's loud, it's raw, it's in your face, and it's from the belly. Like, it's a full-on belly laugh. And at this time, she was driving in her car, traveling. She had to pull over because she was laughing so hard she was going to wet herself. And the people in the cars around her were laughing at her, sitting and just laughing. And oh yeah, we just couldn't stop. We could not stop. And but that was a couple of years ago. And I'm like, okay, this is a good wake-up call for me. I need to turn around and go, I'm not laughing enough. And when I'm working with students, we're not laughing enough. So I really need to reflect on this and go, okay, what can I do? Because when we tie this into a learning setting, it doesn't even have to be a school, but if we go back into education, what does laughter even look like? So, Kevin, what would you like to say?
I would just, you bring to mind a video that I posted on my website a long time ago, but I love it. I love it so much. It's a video of this gentleman who boards on like one of the L trains or this train, and he's got his iPad in front of him, and he just leans up against the rail. And, nobody's paying attention to him, and then all of a sudden he just starts giggling. Now he's looking at his iPad, and he just starts giggling. And he continues to giggle. He doesn't look up to anybody. He's laughing at what he's watching. And then you notice that people around him are starting to giggle, and because he's giggling, it is just so contagious. And when you were talking about the egg thing, I was thinking about the egg on your face. because it was
It was literally,
it
of
was
course.
literally egg on your face. Yeah, but I was it was brought to mind how laughing is so contagious, and that gentleman was just laughing. And by the time the video was finished, everybody on the whole car was almost like giggling and laughing, and it was just a lot of fun. So he really elevated everybody and made people feel good just because he just started giggling by himself with no particular reason. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great to make that a homework task
Oh
for the students to go out and just
yeah.
start laughing and then observe what happens around them and then they come back and they report? That
Yes.
could
I'm
be.
writing that one down for my granddaughter.
Yeah,
It
that could be a really good
really
program.
elevates your own energy, your life force energy. It makes you really feel good.
Yes.
Everybody is laughing. It's just,
Well, I know it was probably about 10 years ago now, I'm not getting any younger. Well, oh, Kevin.
yeah.
Actually, no, I'm going to reverse my age, of course. But I remember I was outside and I was on playground duty, and I learned about the neuroscience of looking up and how it makes people feel better. It because when you flick and you make your eyes look up, I don't know what it does physically. I can't remember now what the research was, but it actually does a lot of really good things to make you feel good. And the issue is a lot of children today have their heads down, looking at phones, looking at devices, which gives their body a subconscious signal that they're depressed, they're down, they're even if they're not feeling sad, their brain is getting that message. So I went out in and I was out on the oval. This is Australia, so blue skies, sunshine, kids running around everywhere. And I just stood and I looked up. And then before I knew it, I had about 20 kids around me and they were all looking up, going, "What are you looking at?" I'm like, "Can you see what I see?" And there was nothing there. And they're like, "Oh, yeah, look at this." And their imagineering was incredible. They were saw things that they, well, maybe they were there and I couldn't see them, but their imaginations were amazing. And it was a really interesting experiment. So I feel like the laughter one is we're onto something here. This could be really, really good. Has anyone else got any other ideas, or have you had any teachers or learning educators that did laughter or humor well? So, any experiences?
I'll
Barbara?
go. At the time, we did the students didn't think it was so funny, but I had a geometry teacher in high school who was he sounded like what we call a hayseed from Arkansas, and he would always come in and, "Hey, test time," but he would tell us anecdotes from what happened to him as a child growing up. I'll never forget the one about the drunk chickens. Where he and had nothing to do with math, but he would tell us these things that he thought was hilarious, and he would belly laugh, and most of the kids were just looking, because of the age probably. But I'll tell you that what happened with the chickens. There was a big barrel of chicken feed, and somehow, unbeknownst to his parents, moisture had gotten in there and fermented the feed. And so when they fed the chickens, they were drunk and they were walking around the barnyard. So, it wasn't funny at the time, and it may not sound funny now, but he really, really tried to make us laugh. And I look back on him now and I really appreciate that. So I can't, when you proposed that question, I was trying to remember if there was anyone else, and I have to say, I've been out of school for so long, I just don't remember.
Yeah. What about you, Kevin? Did you have any experiences? Yeah.
So I was going to do this, but I chickened out and I didn't, and I wish I did. So I'm passing this on to you, Teresa. I know you're an educator, you have students. So this is something that would be really fun for the entire class, and they can all relate because they've all seen this video. And the video I am referring to is, you remember, there was two very famous comedians, Peele and Key, I think is the name, or whatever it was. And this guy was a substitute teacher, and he's standing in front of the classroom and he's giving roll call. And he just ambushes the people's name. You remember that? Balaka, are you here? Balaka. And that was for Blake, or D Nice. I always thought it would be fun to take my own students' roll call names, and I would try to butcher them also, just as much as I could at the beginning of the class, just to illustrate the fact how much laughter can be so enjoyable and energizing, and make it personable to my students by butchering their names, just like they did in that video. So anyway, I thought maybe that would be a fun thing to do, and I never got around doing it, but I don't know.
Oh my
It's just
God.
a thought, of how maybe laughter could be introduced into the classroom, and perhaps you have a really great class that day, and the students
Yeah.
would talk about how their name was butchered. They wouldn't mind
I
that.
feel like I would have to talk to them first about it because I've got a lot of cultures in my class, and so some of them would culturally love that and others might not. So I'd have to really set the expectation that it's purely just for fun, and it's not attack on you with your identity. But I do think that the idea is fun, and it is funny, some of the words, and sometimes there's names that you get where you just can't even pronounce it. It's like, oh, I don't really know how to even do this. So yeah, names are a funny old thing. Identity really is a joke itself when you think about
Yes,
it.
it is.
My gosh. Johnny, have you got any memories?
From school, you mean of teachers?
Yeah.
So there's one I do recall. And do you want to carry on?
Yeah, go. Yeah.
And it was an English teacher in my middle school days, junior high back then, was called to us. But anyway, I remember his name yet, Mr. Lunny. And he was an English teacher, and he used to use little things, cliches from movies, stuff like that, to get us to remember or understand things. I remember one thing he said was, he was teaching us about compound words, and I don't know if you remember the search commercial about two mints in one. Do you remember that? And he would say two words in one. He'd do all the actions of the search commercial, or you'd do Bonanza or something like that. But it was good. It made it fun, and actually, it helped you re to remember things. When it came test time, you'd remember that funny little thing he did, and you'd remember the answer to the test. So it was kind of like through association. So I do remember him, and there were others too. But yeah, it is very effective for sure, and it gets your attention. You want to be part of it. You're listening to see what he says next. That might give you a laugh, or keep you from nodding off.
Exactly. And that's because the emotion is the glue to the learning. So when you have something interesting and they're laughing, they're more likely to learn or to remember it. So that illustrates the point, exactly what you just said there. I think it's such a powerful tool, and it's something that in today's stressful society where it's just busy, 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 got to get things to, lists of things to do, must do this, must do that. Not to mention, a lot of classrooms these days have a lot of challenging behavior management, and a lot of children who have specific needs, and you've got one adult in the room. It's sort of really set up to fail when you think about it, the system, in that space. So there's not a lot of time to laugh. If the teacher's stressed, then the children will be stressed. So the teacher needs to stop and go, okay, what energy am I putting out there? What's the tone of my voice? Do I actually take the time to model playing and laughing? Because we have the privilege of being able to help influence these children as they're growing up. And it really should be flipped around. They should be influencing us. At the same time, and I'm looking at the clock going, oh, I want to keep going. Is everybody happy for us to continue this conversation in our next show?
Definitely.
Absolutely, certainly. Yeah, I'd love to.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. So, for everybody that's listening out there, we've actually run out of time. But we are going to continue this conversation, and then we will have it play next week, because we've got so much more to share, and this is really fascinating. So, we will talk to you again shortly. So, thanks for joining us on All Learning Reimagined. Until next week, explore, experience, express. Guys, you want to give us a laugh to wrap us up here?
Well, thanks for having us,
Live
Teresa. Thank you,
learning. Thank you,
Teresa.
everybody.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. you for joining us on All Learning Reimagined, where passion illuminates the path forward. Remember this: the future of learning doesn't arrive from above, it begins within. You are the spark, the shift, the living answer to education's silent call for transformation. So stay curious, stay awake. Let inspiration be your compass, because how we learn today is not just personal, it is profoundly generative. It shapes the very architecture of tomorrow's world. We are not separate from the system, we are its evolution. Until next time, trust the wisdom of your own unfolding, and let your life be the lessons that light the way for others.